we focus on a book written by historian Margherita Marchionne, sister of the religious teachers of the Filippine, who provides a glimpse of the efforts on the part of the Vatican at the time of the war pontificate of Pope Pius XII to provide comfort and assistance to millions of people. By the title of Crusade of Charity, in the book, Sister Marchionne explores the extensive work of the Vatican Information Office that responded to a staggering 20 million inquiries regarding prisoners of war and displaced people during World War II. The pleas for help in locating missing soldiers or civilians poured into the Vatican from people of all religions from across the world. My colleague Susie Hodges spoke to her and began by asking her what new information or perspective on Pius XII she was attempting to portray in her latest book, her sixth to focus on Pius XII.
Story of the grieved and heroic people in their own words, interspersed with letters, telegrams, and reports of the apostolic delegates around the world who, at the direction of Pius XII, visited in his name the prisoners in concentration camps spread around the world. And it talks about what Pius XII did to help save Jews, and especially it talks about the 20 million letters received from Jews and Christians throughout the world, young and old, who appealed to Pius XII for help in locating missing sons, husbands, relatives, or friends. And in his name, the Vatican Information Office dealt with these requests and provided information to comfort the people.
You say 20 million inquiries regarding prisoners of war. That's a huge number. What was it that inspired so many people to write to the Vatican then to locate their missing loved ones?
Well, people throughout the world try to get information from their own governments and from the International Red Cross and could not succeed. Many of the letters that I have included in my new book tell that story. And so their last hope was in Pope Pius XII. And as word spread from one family to the other, they all just centered their attention on seeking help from the Pope. And you know, the interesting thing that these 20 million letters are from people of all nationalities and all religions from every part of the world. I selected only 100, and I selected them from a book that was published a few years ago. I did not go through 20 million, of course. And these letters, I went to the Vatican Secret Archives in order to locate information about these 100 letters. And I did find file cards that include information about the letter that was received by the Vatican Information Office and the copies of the responses that were sent to these families and all other pertinent information relating to them. These documents really express the faith and the confidence of families with regard to their loved ones who were prisoners of war or who were missing in action. And they really tell the role of Pius XII toward all victims of the Nazi terror and give proof of the historic truth.
Among these 100 letters that you selected for inclusion in your book from the people that wrote to the Vatican, are there one or two that really stand out in your memory as being especially poignant?
Oh, there are so many, dear. Each one of the letters was a meditation as I read them, and you cannot help but be moved by them. There are letters from little children begging the Holy Father to locate some member of their family. And one little boy says, you know, I have to make my first Holy Communion. I want my daddy to be here with me. One soldier begged His Holiness to contact, and from the prison where he was, to contact the family. The soldier said, for the past several years, we have been away from our country, from our family, from our home. We recall the smile of a mother, the embrace of a father, the kiss of a brother. Some of us long to see a son whom we have not yet seen. Men subjected to all the elements of bad weather dream of an oasis, a little green, a little rest in the midst of so much battle, so much blood, so much chaos, so much death. A funereal shadow envelops humanity, and we are fighting without hope in the midst of so much ruin and devastation. Now, how can you read that and not cry?
Your book, of course, also reprints some of the Vatican's replies to these pleas for help. How illuminating are these? Again, have you got one or two outstanding examples that you can give?
Actually, many. There are many examples that these letters have received answers. Let's say someone was asking for a particular soldier in the letter who was claimed missing. Well, the file card will reveal that that person was indeed alive. And you can you imagine the joy of a family receiving that kind of information? What I did with each letter, I followed the request with a report of what I found on the file cards. So some of them, for instance, actually I have the answer of this prisoner, Alessandro, who sends a letter to his mother. He says, "I am in Addis Ababa, enjoying good health, and send you affectionate greetings." You know, so they were able to communicate. And remember, the Vatican had the advantage of the Vatican radio, because what they did was announce the name of the missing person, and then the apostolic delegates would go and locate that person once they were able to communicate. So I think that the Vatican radio deserves a great deal of credit for having mitigated the sorrow of these families by giving information about the missing and the prisoners of war.
Yes, I gather it in fact broadcast over 1.2 million shortwave queries. That's no small number, is it, in the space of about 5 years?
And you know, it was very costly too for the Vatican. The Vatican used all its funds to help people during the Holocaust.
How successful was the Vatican in, as you say, sometimes managing to trace these people or find out that they were alive? Can you put any kind of percentage on those stories that had a happy ending, as it were?
Yes, I would say of the 100 letters that I have in my book, I would say 90% received information, and favorable information, too, that the Vatican did succeed. I would like to say this, too, that the letters that I selected were all directly sent, addressed to Pope Pius XII. Many others were addressed to the Secretary of State and to other people in the Vatican, but I selected only those directed to His Holiness.
You said that many of those letters came from non-Catholics. Roughly what percentage was that?
Well, I would say at least 10%.
And were many of those letters indeed from Jews?
Yes, they actually state that they were Jews. They begin that way. They alert His Holiness. This is a letter from Milan Franek, the uncle of 38-year-old Fonsov, a Catholic whose wife is Jewish. They reside in Croatia, and he says, "I have only learned that because she is Jewish, she was arrested. Now, the Vatican search for this man, whose Jewish wife was sent to a concentration camp, began March 24, 1942. The response was an autograph letter written in Serbian, dated June 6, 1942. And it gives the answer.
And what was the answer, very briefly?
That he was saved, that he was alive. There were 800 volunteers in this office. Can you imagine?
I presume that when it comes to the staff, it had to increase enormously to cope with this workload.
Oh, absolutely.
Many thanks there to Sister Margherita Marchione of the Religious Teachers of the Philippine, speaking there to Susie Hodges.